Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll be home for Christmas. Just the mention of the words, and you can hear Bing Crosby crooning away. It's part of the delight of this joyous day. Children are home from college for Christmas. You have a reprieve from business travels, which lets you be home with the family. The overstretched schedule, the sports practices, the music lessons, the social engagements, suddenly everything's empty. It's not just you, but the whole family who is home for Christmas. As much joy as that feeling brings, the reality is that that joy can often be short-lived. How long will the bliss and the tranquility of the day last? It's only a matter of time before there's an argument between siblings. At some point, that holiday tradition you thought was long dead will creep its ugly head once again. The comments on others' attire, the rolling eyes when a family member says something outlandish. Friends, being home for Christmas means that we need the grace to forgive one another. But thanks be to God that that grace is already ours because another has made his home with us. God has come to you so that you may behold his grace face to face. Today we rejoice, for the Word has become flesh and he dwells among us. It is just the thing which we all need to hear today. The Word, which is the eternal divine Son of God, has become flesh for our sake. He has taken on our human nature, flesh and blood, in the womb of Mary. He has been born into our flesh. That is why we celebrate today. But there's more to this verse, more reason still for us to celebrate. This is revealed to us by a more precise translation of the words of St. John. The Word became flesh, not only dwelt, but tabernacled with us. In the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, God tabernacles with his people. The tabernacle, as many of you remember, was a tent which was designed by God himself so that he would have a place to dwell among his people as they wandered the wilderness. The design for this tabernacle was given to Moses shortly after the Exodus from Egypt. The tabernacle would serve for nearly 500 years for the people of Israel before it was replaced by the temple. The exact same design and structure, but with a more permanent and concrete place of dwelling. Still more permanent, Jesus tabernacles with us. Everything that God promised about the tabernacle stands fulfilled in the person of his only begotten Son. He is the place where God dwells among men. No more need for a tabernacle or even a temple. Now, Jesus is where it's at. And that's saying a lot. For the tabernacle, as you remember, was a place that inspired awe. It was apparent that God was present in the tabernacle because there his people beheld his glory. It came in the form of a cloud which rested in the innermost part of the tabernacle, the most high holy place. While the most high holy place was not entered by anyone other than the priest, once a year, the glory of the Lord went out of the top of the tent into the sky, and there it could be seen by all, no matter where they were situated. It was indeed an awe-inspiring sight. But now, all of that awe, all of that wonder is bound up in the person of Jesus. He is bound, he is born, and he appears as any other child. Certainly looking at this newborn baby, there's nothing in his appearance which would set him apart or make him more glorious than any other fellow. Yet you can still marvel at him. For in this man, the eternal God dwells. This child, lying in his mother's arms, is the very one who created the whole universe and even the motherly arms in which he now lies. Marvel at the majesty and the mystery of that. How great is your God that he can humble himself to be born of Mary and yet still remain the source of all things. For the same reason that the tabernacle inspired awe, it also inspired great fear among the people. The glory of the Lord that could be seen coming out of the tabernacle is the same glory that the people of Israel saw on Mount Sinai when the Lord descended to speak to Moses. It looked as if the mountain were on fire in that moment. In fact, a boundary was set around the mountain so that no person or animal could step on it, lest they should die. That same fear ought to be ours as the word tabernacles among us. It is no small thing to be in the presence of God. The most high holy place was the precise location of God's presence in the tabernacle. The one day a year when the high priest entered it was only after specific sacrifices had been offered up in order to present him clean. To walk into the most high holy place outside of that protocol would mean death for whoever entered. Sinners do not waltz into the presence of the holy God. And still that has not changed. Do not be fooled by the humility of Christ as he comes as a baby. He is every inch the most high and holy God. He is still very much the creator of all things. An honest assessment of my sin leaves me shuddering in fear when I think of approaching the Holy One whom we behold, the glory of God. Yet there is a reason why the faithful kept coming back to the tabernacle. Yes, it is an awe-inspiring place as you behold the glory of the Lord. Certainly, it is fearful to know that you cannot hide your sin or explain it away as you behold His glory. But still in this place, where God dwells with man, you have His Word. The Lord commanded Moses and the people of Israel to construct the tabernacle, and he told them why. He promised that it is a place where he would dwell among his people, bearing grace. God desires to dwell with his people, but he also knows that his people are sinners who cannot live to tell the tale were they to behold his unfettered holiness. And so God comes up with a solution. God puts on a mask, as it were, that he might be truly present with his people and they would still live. That is grace. That is the tabernacle. It is all bound up in the person of Jesus. Here in the child born of Mary is God dwelling among his people with grace. He will not be apart from you. And so, to come to you, he puts on human flesh. That is grace. All of that grace is in Jesus, and it explains why he took on this human nature. Grace comes at a price, dear friends, and it is a price that you or I cannot pay. So Jesus pays that price in his flesh. The glory of God will be revealed in its fullness at the cross. The night that he is betrayed, Jesus prays, "The hour has come. Glorify your Son." Still, other times we see Jesus say that his hour has not yet come, for he knows that his time is at the cross. That is the time of glory, a glory which abounds in the showing of grace. With unending grace, you have just the place to dwell this Christmas day. It is in the tabernacle. That is to say, it is in Jesus. His presence, his glory, his grace, it is no less available for you today than it was when he was lying in Mary's arms. Still, on this day, Christ comes to us in a mask so that he can dwell with us. His glory was manifest to you in your baptism, a glory that remains with you to this very day. His glory is ever present with you in the hearing of his holy scriptures. Likewise, his glory is present for us today under the bread and wine of his sacrament. Right here, in this hour, in this place, he comes to you with the same body and blood which Mary held in her arms, the same body and blood that was crucified for your salvation, the same body and blood that rose from the dead, the same body and blood that will come for you again on the last day. and the same body and blood in which you behold his glory, the glory of the one and only from the Father, full of grace and truth. On this Christmas day, the Christ tabernacles with us. And so, this Christmas, welcome home. You are home right here because here Christ is present through his word, through his baptism, and through his supper. That means God is at home with you because of the Christ. What have we been singing all these weeks leading up to Christmas Day? God's own Son is born a child, and God the Father is reconciled. Today, this day of Christmas, we add one last line to it. To our King, God ever reigning, raise your hymns of homage high. Raise them high, because there they found the wonder child, in lowly swaddling clothes lying. Yet all the world, with his free grace, supplying. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in the same Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.